Lectionary Lab Live is recorded by Two Bubbas and a Bible. We're glad that you're tuning in. Welcome, everybody, to the Lectionary Lab Live. I'm John Fairless. I'm here with my bubba, Delmer Chilton. Say hey, bubba.
Hey, bubba.
Hey, man. Good to hear from you today. We wanted to get together, and you and I have been talking a little bit. We've been absent from the scene for the last, couple, 3 or 4 weeks or so. While we've been thinking, studying, figuring out, we're both in kind of a transition period, and we appreciate everybody we've heard from. Several of you have written, called, hey, what's going on? We're going to get some more Lectionary Lab. And basically, we're here to answer that question today, Bubba, and just kind of open our hearts and share a little bit about where we are. And,
well, let me, can I tell my story?
You got a story? Lord help us. Delmer has got a story.
Well, about 10 or 15 years ago, while doing other things, I had a little church I went to on Sundays. There weren't but about 10 or 15 people there. And there was one kid, and I had a little children's time for him. And then he'd go behind the last pew, and he had his toys, and he'd sit on the floor while the sermon and the communion. And every Sunday, right after the communion and right as I was getting ready to do the post-communion blessing before we sang the last hymn, He knew what was going on. He wasn't but 3 or 4 years old. And you'd hear him say, "Mama, are we done?" And everybody would laugh. And so that's our question. And the question is, are we done? And the answer is, yeah, we're done.
Yeah, we took a little break a little over, I don't know, a year or so ago, and many of you said, oh, we missed Lectionary Lab, and we like listening to y'all. And again, I can't tell you how much we appreciate that. And we've been back on the air, and we've continued to write. We are no longer going to be writing our weekly web blog, and we're not going to continue the broadcast of the Lectionary Lab Live. Not because we don't love you and not because we don't love what we've done. We are just both at a place where we're going to do some other things with our time. Hopefully we've made a decent contribution, fairly significant contribution to, lectionary preaching. And we probably will still have the occasional workshop, and we certainly plan to continue writing our books. Articles. Delmer, you're still publishing Sermon Online every week. And we are going to leave our resources up for a time. We've already paid our subscription fee for most of the rest of this year. And we're going to leave the lectionarylab.com up. The search feature is good. And we've got all 3 years of the cycle covered with sermons and commentary. And of course, there are links to the shows as well. So
we've got close to 200 shows on there. Some of them are good.
Yeah.
Some of them,
we got them done.
Just what they are.
they're like sermons.
Sunday sure do come around, as you say.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, John and I, as he said, we're not stopping doing things together. We're just stopping doing this. And what is it Ecclesiastes says? To every time thing there is a season.
Yeah.
We part of this is that both of us have been, while this has been going on, parish pastors and that sort of thing. And both of us are making a transition this summer to not retirement, but to a more independent way of doing different things. We're not sure what either of us exactly what
what's your career plan? I'm taking some time off.
Not to do church anymore. We're not leaving church in the sense that we're unhappy with it. It's just about we're going to continue to preach, and we're going to continue to write. Mostly going to write and do some workshops and that sort of thing. And this just felt like it was time to stop this and get our head around some things. We're going to do a little. I'm going to take a little personal sabbatical at the end of the summer and try to regroup. And so we will keep you informed. As John said, the website and the blog, site is still going to be there. We'll keep you informed if you keep glancing in at it.
Yeah.
So we're not, it's, as you can tell, it's kind of open ended as to what we intend to do. We're still working on it, but we did want to let you know that we didn't die, didn't have heart attacks.
We ain't mad at nobody, each other or anybody else.
Aren't mad at anybody. We just both came to the same space at the same time, independently.
That is interesting. Yeah, we are both stepping down out of serving full time as pastor, senior minister, whatever it may be. And I think you and I both have a great passion still for pastors, for the church, for the work of ministry. But we'll probably be contributing in some other ways, at least for the foreseeable future. So that's kind of it. And we have loved it. We started the Lectionary Lab. Oh, Lord, how long ago did we start that? We've been doing this for a while.
2010, 11, 6-7 years. Two cycles plus one.
Yeah, that's it.
Something like that.
Yeah, so anyhow, we started by saying, you know, this stuff interests us. Let's have a conversation about it. And that began writing online with the blog. And then it changed into the Lectionary Lab podcast and the workshops. At every level, Delmer, it's always been, you reckon anybody but us will show up? Which, by the way,
I've always been pleasantly surprised that anybody else cared.
Which, by the way, after all these years, I still feel most Sunday mornings, you know, as I'm on the way to church. I wonder if anybody's going to show up today. Why do they keep coming back? But yeah, we've loved every second of it. But we just need our energy to go somewhere else for a little while. And that's what we're going to do. So thank you, everybody. And we're not doing this to say, oh, y'all ride in and pat us on the back or this or that and the other. If we
do that, if you want to. I'm an extrovert. I like to be appreciated.
Dumber wants your feedback.
Yeah, if I want you to tell me how wonderful I am.
If we've been helpful, we're happy to know that. And we do know that because even online, and there's some of you we have never met face-to-face, but we feel like you know you because you've sent us notes and you've given us helpful comments across the years. And thank you for that. We do appreciate it. Our best thoughts, prayers, and wishes are with all of you who will continue to teach and preach. We will be doing that as well, just in a little bit different way. So I really, you know, I'm about getting ready to wind us up here, Bubba. Anything else you want to say on this? You know, hey, we wanted to let y'all know this grand tour, farewell tour show.
Well, the only thing is just a factoid that if you are looking for that, for the weekly sermon, I do write for Living Lutheran. And you can put that in your search engine, just Living Lutheran, and go to Spiritual Resources, and it usually comes up the lectionary blog. And I'll do that. It usually is easy to find on Monday. As the week goes along, it's harder to ferret out on that website.
Where do I find it? On Saturday, about 2 o'clock.
Yeah, well,
Saturday afternoon.
Look around in Spiritual Resources and keep looking.
That's good. Hey, we might leave them with we do not have this firmly outlined yet, but we've been kicking our next book idea around, and I'm pretty intrigued by it. You want to talk about it for a minute, Bubba?
Well, informally, in the back of my head, I've called this book If Frogs Had Wings, because my daddy used to tell me when I was on the farm and I would complain, oh, if we had one of those, you know, automatic harvesters, we wouldn't be out here walking up and down by, you know, foot. And he'd say, yeah, well, if frogs had wings, they wouldn't bust their butt on the ground. But they don't have wings.
your dad being the understanding, compassionate, but no.
Yeah.
He had plenty of compassion. He just helping you understand.
But not for a 13-year-old who was whining. But, you know, and the same thing goes, I think, for churches. We often look at what we don't have.
Yeah.
And this is about looking at what resources we actually have in the church and doing ministry that way. I also sometimes think of it as the practice of ministry is a more formal title, you know, the practice of ministry in the real world. And John and I have a lot of resource, a lot of experience. This is not so much for the church of small membership in that definition, some people do, but it is the majority of churches in the are in the 50 to 150 average attendance range. Mm-hmm. And it's this, we talk about the practical, we're going to work on some stuff for practical resources for yeah. how you do ministry in that world, in that place. And we're excited about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Committees and such, and administration and practical issues of pastoral care, and just, it kind of goes on and on. And, you know, many of our pastors.
Managing the money in appropriate ways.
Yeah. You got to do Christian Ed. You got to do youth group. There's children's ministry. There's worship planning and music. And, you know, a lot of times as pastors, all that falls on us and we go, I don't know. I don't know what to do. Somebody help. We're going to try to write a little. Here's some help.
Book. Yep.
Oh, well,
we're not going to call it an idiot's guide to running the church, but church management for dummies. No, we're not going to call it
there
that.
There you go. Stuff we learned the hard way. And maybe this will help you.
In the University of Adversity.
Sounds like a plan. Bubba, I don't reckon that there really is much else we can do today other than to tell everybody thanks and to tell everybody bye.
Everybody, thank you, and everybody bye.
Well, we want to welcome everybody to the first edition of the Lectionary Lab Live. I'm John Fairless, and this is my Bubba, Delmer Chilton. Say hey, Bubba.
Hey, Bubba.
Yeah. There you go. We really appreciate everybody that is tuning in. This is an idea Delmer and I had after a couple of years of producing the Lectionary Lab online, something that we love and have a lot of passion for. We realized that between us, we get to share a lot of conversation around these texts. We sometimes get pretty impassioned about what we're doing. We chase ideas around and generally end up just having a lot of fun with it, and decided that might not be a bad idea to invite the rest of you in to some of our conversations. So the Lectionary Lab Live each week, we're going to do some talking about the specific text for that week. We're going to share some of our ideas and insights, you know, whatever comes into our minds, which is a little bit the way we write the Lectionary Lab to start with. That about sum it up from your perspective, Bubba, what we're trying to do.
Yeah, I was just thinking about how much conversation, for me, sparks creativity. I find out things I knew things I didn't know I knew after getting in a conversation with the tech. And you know, the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. When we get together, it creates things. Didn't the Bible say something where two or three are there together? Maybe Jesus is teaching us while we sit around the text together.
There you go. Right. And I appreciate you offering proof that we are two Bubbas and a Bible. We do actually read the Bible from time to time.
And, quite frequently.
Actually, quite frequently. I think that's something that people discover. I hope they discover after time is we really take these texts very seriously. And everything we do, the text is at the center. And the preachers who have to stand up and say something about this text are also on our hearts, aren't they, Bubba?
Lectionary Lab Live has been a Two Bubbas and a Bible production. Our opening theme is The Big Guns by Silent Partner. We go out this session with the great Jimmy Durante, Good Night, It's Time to Go. And with Jimmy, we say good night, Mrs. Calabash, wherever you are.
What more is there to say but good night? We've had a few laughs, and it's time for toodaloo. Arrivo, acquiescing, and ink-a-dink-a-doo. Good night, good night, good night. Good night, good night. Good night. good night, good night. What more is there to say but good night? We've had a few laughs, and it's time for toodaloo. Abrigo, aquitazane, and ink-a-dink-a-doo. Good night, good night, good night. Good night, good night. And good night, Mrs. Calabash, wherever you are.